This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of Kristen's favorite shows of all time was just announced as making a comeback, and she's pretty upset about the whole thing.
I'm devastated.
It was a great show. I really enjoyed Dexter.
Dexter is like one of my all-time favorite. The reason I bought Showtime was so I could watch Dexter.
It was so good. And so good, yeah. And
so good.
And it ended just tragically.
Oh, the whole last season was just every episode. I was like, it's getting better, right?
Yeah, not sad. It was terrible.
Like horrible. Yeah. Like the writers got into a room and they're like, I don't know. Just send them off on a boat or something. I don't know. This was in 2013, so if you haven't seen it by now, then spoiler alert.
Which I didn't realize it was so long ago, but whatever.
So it's coming back 2021. They're, I guess, filming it right now. They're doing another season. They're not sure if they're going to do more than that. But it's a look into what Dexter's doing now, which nobody cares about. I haven't thought it, and I was one of the biggest fans of that show.
I know. Well, he's either going to come back and become Dexter again.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be chasing the new Dexter.
Well, because you know he has a kid now.
Ah.
And now it's been like 7 years. So,
yeah, so
I don't know.
A kid like 15, 12.
Maybe they kill
together as a family. That's what it should be. It better be him and his kid killing together.
that's pretty dark.
I know.
I mean, it's a dark show, but it made us think about it because we were getting into it last night. Like, what is the show where either the final episode or the final season just ruined the whole thing for you?
Every show.
Yeah. 503-733-WOLF, or you can hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah, we're live right now on Facebook if you want to jump on and join us and give us your opinion. But I have to go Game of Thrones. Like, the whole last season of Game of Thrones was... The last two seasons were just terrible.
Yeah.
It was especially sad.
The last season, though. Especially. Yeah. There was that one episode that was practically filmed in the dark, and it was the big battle that we'd been building towards, and I was like, I can't see anything.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother was another one.
How I Met Your Mother, terrible.
Lost, everybody hates.
Mm-hmm. Lisa from Portland says Game of Thrones. She agrees with you, Nick.
Yeah.
Kathy from Gresham says House of Cards, which I haven't gotten into, and to be honest, I thought that was still on the air.
Yeah, I heard it was good. But
there was the
whole spacey thing that ended that pretty quick. But I don't remember a show that ended well, other than I think like Smallville. But I think people hated that. But I enjoyed that. Yeah. I said Smallville.
Of course you did.
Nerd alert.
503-733-WOLF. You can give us a call or just head on over to our Facebook page and weigh in.
Due to the pandemic, there won't be a Black Friday. Instead, there might be three Black Fridays. That story coming up at 7:30 on New Country 99.5 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.